to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. My name is Bobby Berg. I'm a motivational speaker for schools, and I am here to help you live your best life today. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of the Student Fire Podcast, live from the Speak Fire Studio. I am your host, Bobby Berg, and I just want to say thank you for everyone for your patience. I've been going through a lot lately. Work has me super busy. Been going through some personal things, been going through a lot of professional things. Can't really talk about it quite yet. Just know that there are a lot of really good things on the horizon. And it got to me. I'm not going to lie to you. This is going to be just an update episode. Hopefully short, but you know how I am with keeping messages short. So what have I been up to? At work, we put together a couple music groups. And it's been stressful. I got a new position at work, which is great. It's a lot more responsibility. It's a lot more of what I'm good at. But even with that comes the looming sense of, am I doing things correctly? Am I really making the right call here? Do I need extra help? Am I really ready for this? All of those intrusive thoughts that people have when you get into a new position. That's not even to account for this giant speech that I have coming up in February that is very much out of my wheelhouse. And not only with that, I want this to be good. I want to put out amazing products for everybody to watch because, again, we don't know when our last day is. So if I'm going to put something out for the world to see, I want it to be as good as it possibly can. And for those of you that know me, you know that oftentimes I can get paralyzed by wanting things to be perfect. I will worry so much about things being perfect that I won't worry so much about getting it out. For anybody that's been following the book, the manuscript's been written since 2019. And I've just been editing and editing and editing and editing. And finally, I'm like, dude, come on. Enough. It's literally never going to be perfect. And this is very weird for me because on one hand, I can work with one of my students or with a faculty member at a school and give them all the advice that I could possibly think of to help them get through their problem. And the second it comes to myself going through the exact same issue, it's like I'm a fish out of water and I have no idea how to approach the situation. And it's just hard. I'm going to be honest with you. I've been recording episodes of this podcast for a long time. And this is the first time where I would record and delete the episodes because they weren't good. And in my head, I was like, I respect your time enough to not put something bad out. I want to put out good information. I want to put out good stories. I want to put out things that you will enjoy listening to. And if I don't enjoy listening to it, why in the world would you enjoy listening to it? You know what I'm saying? And in this little 6-week sabbatical that I've been taking, I realize that I'm being so overly critical on myself about what's going on. For this speech that I'm giving in February, I took a month to write the script out. Made edits, made changes, made additions, just did all of the things that I possibly could to make it work. And when the editor finally looked at it, he goes, well, Bobby, I'm going to be honest with you. All I have is one thing for you to change. I just want you to talk about this one topic just a little bit more. Weeks of work went into this project for me to think that it was bad, it was terrible, it was awful. They're going to come back red-penning the entire script. And they said, just one little thing, man. Don't worry about it. You have a really good thing here. And I think I'm telling you all of that to say it's okay to not be so hard on yourself. It's okay to just put something out, get the feedback from it, and go from there. Anytime any of my students have to write papers, I'm the first one to say, hey, ask your teacher's going to let you do this in drafts. That's awesome. Ask them if I can give you a draft off of their edits as well, just to help, you know, bolster up what you've written. And I've never had a teacher be like, no, I'm the only one that edits their work. They're like, yeah, of course. The more eyes you get on this, the more perspectives you get, and the better it'll turn out on the final. And I always tell my students, don't be so hard on yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. Do not don't obsess over how you're doing. You're doing fine. Because if you weren't, you would know. Somebody would tell you. And I think for me, I was getting that feedback from people, from plenty of people in my life, from my friends, coworkers, colleagues, all of the above, coaches, mentors, everyone was saying, Bobby, you've got good work here. And I just didn't listen. And as a lot of you know, that is something I do when I get very critical on myself. My voice is the only one I'll listen to. And that's a toxic trait that I have, and I know that. And I think what I'm trying to say in a lot fewer words here is I want to apologize to everyone. And I want to say I'm sorry for you being on the receiving end of my toxic trait. I'm sorry, because I know a lot of you are so amped every single Monday for my podcast episodes, and I've been looking at the analytics, and people are going back and listening to old episodes because they're like, I need my fix, man. Like a lot of people are saying, you know, they're here for me, and they want to hear what I have to say. And if I don't have new content, they're going to listen to the old stuff because they're here to support me. And I love you all so much for that. So we're back to your regularly scheduled programming. There will be new episodes coming out every Monday. I've put something in place so that even if this work gets to me again and I get a little stressed out, a lot stressed out, let's be honest, there will still be content to come out for you guys. Thank you again for being here. Thank you for rocking with me. Thank you for your continuous support and love. I cannot thank you enough for this. Student Fire's back. We're not going anywhere. And I can't wait to catch y'all in the next one. Peace.
I got you.
It's coming. Are you ready to ignite the fire?
We are Speak Fire.
Oh, and by the way, that's fire with a Y.
What's going on, everyone?
Internal fire.
Student fire.
Young fire.
Father's fire.
Leadership fire.
Champion fire.
Unlocking the fire within.
Thank you all for tuning in. Let's grow.
Speak fire.
SpeakFire.com.
Speak Fire with a Y.
We have a new episode that comes out every Monday at 4 a.m. Are you going to be up with us?
Deuces!
I am excited to bring you my new book, Trendsetter, 7 Steps to Radically Stand Out to Be the Best You. This book details my journey of coming to the United States and being excited to embrace the American culture. But unfortunately, my culture was not accepted, and I found myself being bullied as a young girl. And in this process, I decided that I wanted to disconnect from my culture to be more accepted into American culture. And through that process, I got so depressed from trying to fit in that I attempted suicide my freshman year in high school. So this book talks about the journey of what I did to become radically transformed to be the strong woman I am today. This book is something that's really going to enable the reader to understand and embrace who they are, embrace what makes them special, and become radically transformed. Get your copy today at becomingatrendsetter.com. Again, that is becomingatrendsetter.com. Or check it out at my website at aishathomas.org.